this morning, but we're in a world with a lot of distractions. Not only out in the world, you can come to church and you can still get distracted by things and everything that's going on. And it's easy to look around, and you don't have to look far to find distractions. And if you look for an excuse, you don't have to look far to find one of them either. I know a lot of people that every time that you talk to them, you ask them to come to church, and they'll always give you a reason why they can't. Always give you an excuse on why they can't. You don't have to look far to find one, but can I tell you, there's no excuse that's going even to excuse anybody when we stand before the Lord. Amen. But all right, over in the book of Galatians tonight, even just a simple thought that's on my mind, I doubt that I will be before you even very long tonight. If I go past 10 minutes, I'll surprise myself. But in the book of Galatians in chapter number 6, just a real simple thought that's on my heart and on my mind, and I'll just do my best to mind the Lord. Atmosphere is a little bit different tonight. Amen, but that's all right. Amen. The Lord can work when no man can hinder. But in chapter number 6, of the book of Galatians, in verse number 1, the Bible says, "Brethren, if a man be overtaken, in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of, of meekness." Now listen, this last part. He said, "Considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." That's all that I'll read. You can be seated. Seems like, and I know that this morning that I use just a natural thing, but seems like that tonight, that it's just a natural thing that the Lord had to bring up to me. Amen. And He brought this verse unto my mind. But it was last week, and I don't remember what night it was. I think it was Wednesday night. And we was at the tent over there, and I don't want to just put him on the spot, but Boyd was in front of me. And right under Boyd's chair, right at the leg, there was a little old red ant nest there. And as I sat there, and as the service was going on, I could just tell that Boyd was enjoying it. He was liking, the preaching. But as I noticed, I looked, and as they was climbing up that chair, he was all, them little fire ants. And Boyd, you didn't know a thing in the world about what I was doing. But every one that I got a chance to kill, I killed them. Every one that I had an opportunity, to get away from Boyd, I done my best to mash them with my thumb. And you see, I don't think tonight that Boyd was there, to be seen. I don't think that he was there, for anybody else. He was there, I believe, a wanting help from God. He was there, wanting to hear something from the Lord. And he didn't know a thing in the world about what was going on. But I was trying my best, to take all of them ants off of him, that I could. So I read here in this scripture, that us, that are spiritual, if we see something coming, up to our brethren, and our sisters, it's our job in the spirit of meekness, to do our best, to restore them. And so, if the Lord had helped me, that's just what I want to give you. I ain't going to be long tonight. It's our job to pray for one another. It's our job, listen. Amen. I'm not saying that any of this to bring myself praise. It got to the point, boy, I'd nice to many. I ended up just taking my foot and I just set it down over that hole. Amen. And and you ought to see my leg. Amen. They eat me alive. They eat me up. Amen. But it was worth it. Amen. To see my brother move up. Amen. And get closer to the Lord. I realize that them ain't maybe now. Natural. Amen. But spiritually, brother, there's things that we can help each other with, that we should help each other with. It's our job as the church, as the people of God, to bear one another's burdens. It is when you see a brother overtaken in a fault. Amen. Does it say to run them down?
No.
does it say to talk about? It says to restore such a one. Because you see, amen, it may not be many days. Boy, it may be sitting behind me. It may not be many days, boy, it'll be behind me. That I'll be needing help from the Lord. And boy, it'll be, amen, in a situation. Amen, the fight things off of me. Oh, listen, friend, it's easy. It's easy to look at people and cast judgment. It's easy to look at this one. Maybe sometimes they move in the service. Maybe, amen, maybe sometimes, hey, amen, they raise their hand. And you look at them one time and it just seems like, amen, that your whole world is upside down. It's easy to look at them and say, I wonder what they've done to get out of the will of God. When you and I ought to get up behind them, amen, hold them up. Listen, friend, if all of us could pull back the smiles and roll back the curtains tonight, it's untelling what kind of hell, amen, that all of us face in our everyday walk of life. And my job tonight, amen, is to preach the gospel, amen, as your pastor. But my job as your brother in Christ is to hold you up to God. Amen, that we might get to victory. Oh, and it's all said and done. Amen. I wouldn't even miss it to the Lord if the Lord hadn't put it on my heart to talk about it tonight. Amen. We're in a time. A lot of people want to be like the Pharisees were. I'm going to throw down. Is that all right with you? You know what the Pharisees would do? They fast. Amen. But when they fasted, they wanted everybody to know this fast. They would contort their faces. Amen. They'd put on their old raggy clothes. Walk around like this. And somebody say, what's the matter? I've been fasting for the Lord. Ain't that right? But you know what the Bible says. When you fast and you get up from it, wash your face, amen, put a smile on, and walk out like everything's all right. Amen, in your life. Amen, don't do anything. Amen, for the praise of man. For that. Amen, that you do in secret. A God will reward in the open tonight. Amen. Oh, I thought about Moses up there on the mound with the rod of God in his hand. And Bill, as long as that rod was up in there, Joshua and Israel was getting the victory. But when that rod began to fall, Moses, listen, you hold your arms up for a long time, they're going to get heavy. And when his arms began to fall, Israel would get defeated. It was looking bad. There's two boys by the name of Aaron and Hur that looked and seen Moses. And they realized that as long as his arms was up, Israel was getting the victory. Amen. But they seen Moses was getting weak. And Moses' arms, amen, was getting heavy. Amen. And they decided, amen, one got on one side and one got on the other, and they held up his arms, not for their glory, but for the glory of God. They held up his arms. They had people in the valley that was fighting and dying. Amen. Listen, I need your help. Oh, you need my help. Are we not in this, amen, alone? I say, if we'll all come together and bear the burdens of one another, it's untelling. It's untelling. Oh, what God is able to do. Amen. Oh, the Bible says if your brother asks you to go a mile, go with him twain. Amen. Sometimes we carry burdens and we kind of embarrassed to tell anybody. That's all right. That's all right. You ought not have to spill your heart out to people. The church ought to be close enough together. Amen. Amen. Where I can look at Alan and say, Alan, amen, pray for me. And Alan, not being a nosy man, and amen, and Alan, not running saying, boy, something wrong with Charlie. Where Alan would just hit his knees. And say, Lord, I don't know the need, but you do. Lord, I can't help him, but you can. Ain't that right? Oh, listen, amen. Our prayer request ought not be a gossip session. Amen. Amen. But us, we ought to love. Hey, amen. A church that don't love each other cannot love the Lord. Amen. And brother, listen, you know your path up from death unto life. If you love the brethren, and brother, love, you know what love is. Amen. Love is where I prefer you above myself. Love is where I can rejoice over your prayers being answered as much as I can more. Ain't that right? Oh, God help. Amen. That us could get under the load of one another. And my, wouldn't it be good? Amen. To see some prayers. Amen. Get answered. I say they can. Amen. If we'll have. He said, if my people that are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, listen, and turn from their wicked ways, of them shall I hear from heaven. Amen. Amen. And heal their sick. Ain't that right? That's what the Bible says. Do we believe that God's able to do that? I know he can do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Sometimes I get burdens in my life, and I realize, listen, I'm human just like you. Sometimes I mentioned her in the prayer room, stood up here several times, and said, pray for my sister. Hey, I need your help. Because there's days when I prayed it so much, in the back of my mind, I think, Lord, it'll never happen. That's when I need you. Amen. You carry burdens that you've carried a long time. Amen. And you can pray for them. Amen. But you've carried them so long, you think, Lord, it'll never happen. That's where you need me. Amen. We need each other. Amen. Listen, Cherith Brook. Amen. I'm not in charge. The deacons ain't in charge. God's the boss. We just make up the body. And the body can't work as a whole if we all ain't in one mind and one accord. Amen. Oh, it's untelling what God's able to do. I mean, it's untelling. We limit him, don't we? I limit him sometimes. Pray, and a lot of times when I pray, and you might not be like me, but sometimes I just pray the same thing and it's words. Sometimes I pray out of habit. And it's just words. Just repetitive words. I ain't the only one does that, am I? Hey, man. That's when we need each other. There's days, last night I wandered to bed. Amen. Worried myself to death over what I was going to sound. Amen. With today, I say, Lord, what am I going to do? Amen. Lord, what am I going to do? I don't know. But I believe somebody prayed for some preacher. Amen. Amen. Caught up in the night. He lays hay. Amen. Let his peace come to my heart. I don't know who you are, but I thank you. Amen. We need each other. Brother, we need the prayers of God's people tonight. Amen. Oh, people want to put the preacher up on a pedestal. Amen. I'm not God. I fail a lot. Amen. I'm envious of some men, Paul, that can get up. It seems like it's just poetry. I mean, and they can preach. Man, it'd just be wonderful. Seem like that night after night, they can just get up and it just flow. I want that. I do. It ain't easy for me all. I don't want you pity. It ain't easy for me all the time. Amen. But it's like I told you. Amen. The other Sunday morning, what did Jesus say? He said, this, amen, can come by nothing but prayer and fasting. That's where the power of God is. Is when we get serious with God, He can and will help us. You see, the ants are climbing up the lake there and kill them. You see trouble. Amen. Coming up behind Joe. Amen. Catherine, pray for him. You see Chris struggling, having a hard time. Alan, hold him up. You see the preacher is struggling. Amen. Hold him up. If you see the church is drying up, hold it up. Amen. If you see a mile lost out in the world, hold him up. I'll try my best to hold yours up. I told you, brother, we a family. Amen. Whether you like it or not, oh, we're a family. Amen. And God help. Amen. We could hold each other's burdens up to God. And things can happen tonight. I believe that. I told you I wouldn't be before you long. Amen. It was worth every bite I got. It was. Amen. The sea boy sat there. And the tears rolled off his face. It's worth it. Ain't that right? I wish God was here tonight. Amen. Him and Catherine's wanting a baby. They need us. And you know, I got a hope in my soul. God will give them one. But you know the glorious thing about it. Amen. They come walking in with a baby. We can all rejoice and say, amen, that our prayers got answered on their behalf. You believe that? God's able to do that. Amen. Let's hold them up. Amen. A lot of people say God ain't around church but no more. I'm glad He is, ain't you? Amen. If it ever gets to the place, amen, we wonder where He is. Amen. Just hold each other up. He knows where we're at. He knows our needs. He's waiting on our faith. Amen. To get complete. He's waiting on us to beg and plead. And He's able to help us. Amen. Oh, God's able. God's able. I thought about this. I'll just share this with you. I'm done. My brother Law Lee pastored over, amen, at Cane Creek in Bakersville. When he first come over, I wasn't living like a man ought to live. Amen. Just to be honest, me and my wife was living in sin. Amen. I was living contrary. Amen. But I've heard them talk about how my sister Faith would get up every time they had church and say, I want you to pray for my brother Charlie. And I got a letter in the mail one day, me out of the will of God. Amen. Me doing things men ought not do. And I opened that letter and I don't even remember her name. I wouldn't know her if she was sitting in here. But there's a dear old lady went to church with them. Amen. And she wrote in that letter, I don't think I've ever told a soul it. Amen. She wrote, she said, Charlie, I don't know you, but I love you. Amen. And she said, I want you to know that I'm a praying for you and your family. I don't know who she is. Amen. But I thank God for her. Amen. I wish you sitting in here tonight. I say thank you for praying. Thank you for holding me up. She didn't know me from Adam. But God give her a burden. Amen. To hold me up. We're here tonight because somebody prayed for us. Amen. We're in a time where, brother, we're in a selfish day. Me and my poor no more. People, it's all about this. Amen. I like plain talk, don't you? Going down, riding down Poplar the other night. David come by me on his motorcycle. I didn't say, there goes David. look at David out of the will of God. My heart, I said, Lord, you know what David and Kelsey need. Y'all hearing me? That's what it takes. Hatred ain't ever helped anybody. Dislike ain't ever helped anybody. Amen. Envy and jealousy and pride and stubbornness have never helped a soul. But I can show you a few people, amen, that's got down and got real and got sincere with God. And that's what he hears. That's what he answers is when we get serious with him. Amen. Lord, if I had it do over with, I'd do it again. If I had it do over with, I'd set both feet on it. Amen, it's worth it. It's worth it. I say let's help each other tonight. Amen, we're going to close out a little different. Amen, I love my church. Thank God that he put me where he put me. Has it been easy? No. It ain't. Has it been easy? No, it ain't. Can I tell you, E.T. made me a promise. He said, I'll never leave you. Nor forsake you. I'll go with you always. Even under the ear of the world. That gives me hope. Amen. But I thank God, amen, for the church. Let's all gather around this altar. Hold each other up. Love each other. Carry each other's burdens. Revival's coming. I want more than a series of meetings. I want God to answer prayers. All it really can. Joe, lead us, would you?